Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉接力告诉你。
大家好，欢迎收听由 Open Language 为您带来的潘吉杰尼告诉你。那今天呢，我们的节目要说说最近在中国非常火的，其实在世界上也很火的一款车，它是一个电动车。Jason, what's the name of that car?
We call it a Tesla.
Tesla, 特斯拉。现在它来中国了，最近中国有第一批特斯拉的用户。So China welcomed the first Tesla customers. 然后 the name Tesla itself is interesting. Jason, 你知道 Tesla 是谁的名字吗?
He was a scientist who created a lot of special things with electricity.
对，其实特斯拉哦，它是一个很有名的也不是很有名，他是一个科学家的名字。然后这个科学家 Tesla was like the best friend of Thomas Edison, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Edison got all the fame. Everyone thought he was the greatest inventor, but actually Tesla did a lot of the work. He just never got the fame.
And there's a lot of things that Tesla did that a lot of people still haven't looked at. He has a lot of inventions and things that he made that people think, oh, maybe we can still use his ideas.
对，所以特斯拉这个车起名叫特斯拉 Tesla 也是去pays tribute andHomage to the scientist,、
mm-hmm.
对吧？好，那特斯拉这个车呢，它是一个电动车，英文电动车怎么说？
We say electric car.
Electric car, so it doesn't use any gas,、
mm-hmm.
不用汽油的，对吧？
Mm-hmm.
那这个车，像现在大家都很注意环保，然后你买车的时候啊，很多时候也会说 it's very fuel efficient.就是不用很多的 fuel 其实也是那个汽油的意思、
mm-hmm.
But when it's an electric car, can we still call it fuel efficient? Or it doesn't use any?
I don't think we say fuel efficient for electric cars because there's no fuel、oh. So it can't be efficient with no fuel.
它就是用电，对不对、
yeah.
那这个电呢，最主要是里面它有一个电池电池英文怎么说？
Say battery.
Battery. 然后呢，充电，我们要充了电，你这个车才能开嘛。So, 充电是
charge. So, we charge the battery of the electric vehicle.
然后你自己的什么手机啊 iPad 也是要 charge, 对不对、mm-hmm. 充电啊。充电器叫
charger.
Charger 就是充电器啊。好，那当然这个车的这个充电器不像一般的小的 charger, 它是要一个 charging station, 对不对、
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a special place that they have to set up. I think you can do it in your house, but there's also
有 special technology.
Yeah, where you can do it faster than you would maybe with your iPhone or your iPad or something.
所以特斯拉很牛的一点就是呢，它解决了 electric cars 一直被困扰的这个 battery efficiency 的问题。因为很多 electric car 就是那 battery, you need to charge for...A long, long time, and then it doesn't last very long. But I heard for Tesla, you charge it for a few hours, and then it can last hundreds of kilometers.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing that they're trying to change, because before, you have to charge all night, and then you can drive for a few hours during the day.
10 kilometers.
Yeah, and then it's done, and then you have to charge all night. But I think, yeah, he's trying to do something new where you can charge for maybe like 30 minutes.And then it charges not the entire battery, but maybe like half the battery, something like that.
But you can still use it.
But you can still use it, yeah.
好，那讲到 Tesla 这个车，这个公司呢，我们就要讲讲它的 founder 啊，这个公司的创始人，他也是一个明星级的一个 entrepreneur, 明星级的企业家，就是 Elon Musk. So if you've seen the movie Iron Man, 钢铁侠，那这个 character, 这个角色就是Loosely based on Elon Musk, right?
He's sort of like a super rich character who has lots of crazy ideas with technology.
对, so he's definitely an innovator,、mm-hmm. 是一个很有创新点子、很有创新想法的人啊。那其实在创立 Tesla Motors 这个汽车公司之前呢，他在二十多岁的时候 he already became like a billionaire because he was one of the co-founders of PayPal.、
Mm.
那 PayPal 是其实就像我们中国的 Alipay 支付宝是一个第三方的付款系统，对吧？
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly the same.
Alipay ripped it off.
Yeah.
Got the idea.
Well, good for them. Good for them.
Got the idea from. So he made a lot of money from selling PayPal to eBay. 但是呢，后来这个 Elon Musk 他自己又很 innovative, and he also founded a bunch of other startups companies. 而且他有意思的是, you know, he's not content just founding web companies, internet companies. He wants to do something with like cars, 对吗? Mm-hmm. 然后呢, he also wanted to do something with space exploration.
Yeah, he wanted to make private spaceships to
对,
go up into space.
太空探索, 然后他有一个公司叫 SpaceX.
And I think they've already sent some spaceships into
对的,
space, have
对的,
they?
是的, 然后好像前段时间, Jason, you're from California, from
yeah.
San Francisco. So the California government was trying to build a like a 高铁, super speed, high-speed train.
Yeah, they're still trying to build it, yeah.
From LA to
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
然后呢,那个plan出来, it would cost like, I don't know, $20-30 billion.
More.
对, which is money America doesn't have, really. 美国人说, 哎, 几百亿造一个高铁那么贵, 然后这个 Elon Musk就出来, 他说, I've been working at the secret plan. It's called the Super Loop. 他说也是一个很快的这个火车, 比government这个proposal的火车还要快, but he says he can build it with only maybe one-tenth of the budget of the money.
Yeah, it's some crazy new technology that is not really trains. It's like a tube and there's air and you sit in a little thing. I don't know.
一根管子.
Yeah.
反正就是 Elon Musk 他有很多这种, you might think it's crazy, but after a few years, he's he's able to make it into reality.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. You need to have these people with crazy ideas for new things to happen.
嗯,对的。好,那我们讲讲这个 Tesla, 很多人呢刚开始觉得它是一个很神秘, 很 mysterious 的一个车, 因为比如在中国, I saw CCTV, they were trying to film the car in the Tesla store, 然后呢那个 Tesla 那个 店的人就说, 我不管你是不是CCTV, we don't allow filming, 你不能进来拍,
really?
对对对,
wow.
但是呢, it just builds up a lot of curiosity and excitement about the brand, right? And I think traditionally, maybe electric cars, 人家觉得虽然很环保, it's good for the environment, but they tend to look not very good. They tend to have a very boring look.
Yeah, there was a really famous electric car that, or hybrid car that used both gas and electricity.
你刚刚说这种, a car that uses both gas and electricity, 叫 hybrid.
Hybrid, yeah.
混合动力的车, hybrid. 你是说 Toyota的 那个 Prius?
Prius, yeah. It's really popular in the United States.
特别是在 California.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not very cool looking.
所以呢,这个 Elon Musk 就想, 有很多像我这样的有钱的人, I want to be good to the earth, to the environment, but I don't necessarily want to be stuck in a Prius.
Mm-hmm.
所以我就来 design 一个 car that looks as sexy and flashy as, say, a Maserati.
Mm-hmm.
那样 sports car 那么漂亮, 那么sexy, 但是它是一个 electric car.
It's really cool looking. It's really, really cool looking.
然后呢,这个 就打破了人们对于 electric car 一个传统的印象, 它的design非常的漂亮, 这个 Model S. 然后 another area of innovation Tesla has been leading is how do people buy the car actually? 因为以前大家买车都要到一个汽车经销商。
Yeah, in English we say a car dealership.
A dealership.
So before in the United States, you would always have to go to one of these dealerships to buy a car. But instead, with Tesla, they're trying to sell the cars directly.
They want to cut out the middleman,
yeah.
对不对? 所以美国有很多, 还有中国这种 car dealership, 汽车经销商就很生气, 就是说,
yeah, they're really mad.
You're trying to cut us out, 不让我们分钱.
And so I know in some states in the United States, they haven't allowed Tesla to sell their cars. I know in New Jersey, they said, no, you have to sell through a dealership.
但是Tesla说,我就不要, 你想他我怎么办?
Yeah, and they'll say, okay, well then people from New Jersey can go to New York or Pennsylvania and buy
a car. Maybe they can order online.
Yeah, exactly.
卡车运给你不就行了吗? 这什么年代了? 电子商务这么发达,对不对? So they're trying to just eliminate the whole dealership concept because they want to, 他们觉得 they can deliver better customer service and experience through a store that they operate and they own. 是吧?
And the car dealerships are sort of an old idea, right? It doesn't really work very well anymore.
所以看看吧, Tesla在各种方面, 不管是technology, 不管是这个electricity, 还有现在的这个car sales model方面, 都有很多的创新, 很多的innovation. 那如果你很有幸的, 在马路上看过这辆车, 或者你更加有幸的到他自己直营店去, 试驾过的话, 都请来告诉我们, 我们只能说你太lucky了, 我们很羡慕你。好,那我们今天的节目就到这儿。其实呢,说到这个Tesla车啊, 还有很多时下非常current的一些话题, Open Language的英语课呢, 也都会cover这些主题, 因为我们每周都有三课更新的课程, 从像Tesla cars啊, 到什么美国什么Super Bowl啊, Netflix啊, 各种各样的新的话题, 你都可以在我们的英语课里面学到。 那现在就可以到openlanguage.com去注册一个免费账号, 或者下载我们的客户端先免费试用即可。那今天的潘吉杰尼告诉你就到这儿。 We'll see you next time. 再见。
拜拜。